Our sermon text this morning is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. As Americans, we might not be too keen on the thought of having a king rule over us. We like our democracy. We want to vote for the people we put in government positions. And we certainly don't like the thought of someone having absolute authority ruling over us. The fact is, however, we do have a king ruling over us in this country. In fact, he rules over every country. That king is, of course, Jesus. But Jesus is unlike any other king. Not only is he the King of Kings, but his ascent or reascent to his throne in heaven was very different than that of any other king in history. His path to glory was marked by humility, suffering, and sacrifice, not by force or military might. But make no mistake about it, along this path, Christ did conquer every one of his enemies. This unique king also has some very unique crowns, crowns which reflect Jesus' unique kingship. On the last Sunday of the church year, we usually celebrate the kingship of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This morning, we will look at the crowns of Christ, the King. What kind of crown do you think would be fitting for the King of Kings? Maybe the crown jewels in England come to mind. Something so jeweled, golden, and elaborate, it takes your breath away just to look at it. A priceless crown for heaven's high king, right? You'd think so. But instead, the first crown Jesus chose to wear was a crown of thorns. His first coronation was one of ridicule, humiliation, and pain at the hands of the Roman soldiers. We read in our gospel reading for this morning, "Then the soldiers of the government took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. As they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified." What kind of king is this? Why would Jesus do this? Do you think that Jesus' disciples and close followers may have thought this same thing when he was arrested, beaten, and taken to the cross to be crucified? This is the Messiah. This is the king that God had sent to save us. He won't even fight back. He looks so weak. Now he's allowed himself to be put to death. What is he doing? Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. He willingly stepped down from heaven's glory, and as our text put it, Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. He wrapped himself in human flesh and became one of us. He willingly made his first throne a wooden manger. During every breath of his life, he lived in perfect obedience to God's law as our substitute. Finally, at the end of his life, he willingly took on that crown of thorns and that horrible cross. Why? As our text says, Jesus went through the suffering of death that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. It also says that God made Jesus the captain of our salvation, perfect or complete through suffering. He wore that crown of thorns so that we would never have to. He bore the stains of our sin on his sinless body and soul, so that on the cross that we would be declared righteous. He tasted death and hell so that we would have life and heaven. But Jesus did not wear this crown of thorns forever. Because of his obedience, because he willingly wore that crown and endured the suffering and death, God has crowned Jesus with the glory and honor. We may not always realize it because it often does not seem to be that this way, but right now Jesus is wearing that crown of glory and honor and is ruling over heaven and earth for the good of his believers. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians, God the Father raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Again, we may not always be able to see Jesus' ruling power at work. We may not always be able to understand the mysterious ways in which he is controlling all things for the good of his church. We may even look at this world that we live in and think that things are completely out of control. But make no mistake, there will come a day when it will be perfectly clear to every eye that Jesus is King, when he comes again in glory to judge all people on the last day. Paul writes in Philippians, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What does this all mean for us? Well, because Jesus has been crowned with glory and honor in heaven, it means, first of all, that in this life, we have the assurance that Jesus, our King, is ruling over us with his perfect love and protecting us with his almighty power. He is guiding and directing all things in our lives and in the entire universe itself for our eternal good. Secondly, because he wore that crown of thorns, another crown has come into the picture. This, however, is a crown that our King Jesus has given to us. It is the crown of life. Jesus tells us in Revelation, Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. By this, Jesus means real life, life eternal with him in heaven. And this is not the only crown Jesus has won for us. Because Jesus now wears the crown of glory, our text tells us that he has brought many sons to glory. Those words are speaking of you and me. We are called sons, and as the sons of the King, we will rule with him in heaven, and will receive a crown of glory of our own. Isn't that an amazing thought? Because of Jesus, we have been given the crown of life and the crown of glory, when the crown we deserved because of our sins was the crown of thorns. The crown of eternal death. Jesus wore that crown for us willingly and lovingly. Thank God for the crowns of Christ. Amen.